Republicans Senator Dennis Baxley and Representative Clay Yarborough want the Department of Children and Families to create a healthy marriage guidebook.
The why is we represent these people and we want to look for the best for them. And there is a public and private cost, a human cost and a financial cost. How? Just a tool that will lead them to the right discussions and guidance.
That's how Baxley, the Senate sponsor, describes his measure. Baxley and Yarborough say divorce and out-of-wedlock childbirth cost taxpayers an estimated $1.9 billion annually. That's from a 2008 study that says costs are associated with things like the justice system, Medicaid, and the state's Temporary Assistance to Needy Families program. Baxley asserts the personal cost is often felt most heavily by women and children.
Many times we wind up with two poor families where there was one reasonably healthy family in terms of finances.
Current state law requires couples to acknowledge they've read the Florida Family Law Handbook or other marriage-related information to get a marriage license. The Healthy Marriage Guide would be added to that list, but the Family Law Handbook is quite different from Baxley's proposal. It informs on things like prenuptial agreements, alimony, and how courts divide assets upon divorce. Baxley took a shot at the handbook during a press conference this week.
The present handbook that we give has a few pages that are nice, and then it goes to about 16 pages of how to get a divorce.
The Florida Department of Health reports about 77,000 divorces in the state in 2018. Unlike the current handbook, Baxley's plan focuses more on interpersonal issues.
At the point at which they are applying for a license, they would be given this manual for guidance, and it will deal with those issues that affect family success. Things like family violence, things like conflict resolution.
Critics of the bill worry it'll be put in place as a mandate. While couples are compelled to acknowledge they've read or accessed the Family Law Handbook or other materials, Yarborough says the guidebook he's pushing would be just another resource.
So we've had that question about, is it a mandate? Is it something to, to take the place of that? And that is not going to be replaced. This would come alongside of it as supplemental information as what is already in statute with the handbook.
Still, some feel introducing a set of guidelines for couples on how to interact with each other is an overreach on the part of the legislature. Orlando Democratic Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith ripped the Republicans' bill on Twitter, writing, "So much for big government staying out of our lives and our bedrooms." Others have raised questions about who will draft the guidebook. The existing family law handbook was written by the Florida Bar's Family Law Section, but Baxley and Yarborough want a committee of six people, appointed by Republican leadership, to draft theirs.
The content of the marriage manual will be written by a committee appointed by two each, be six professionals in marriage and family, and there would be two appointed by the governor, two by the Speaker of the House, and two by the President of the Senate. Those six would form a panel to construct, under these guidelines that are clarified in the bill.
Baxley has sponsored the bill before. In prior years, it has died during the legislative process. I'm Ryan Daly.